Do cereals really contain iron? Science experiment summary. Sitting at breakfast one morning, I noticed the words iron fortified in big letters on the Iron Crunch cereal box. Iron consumed in foods helps the body form hemoglobin, a substance in the blood. Thus, having sufficient iron can intensify the amount of oxygen that is delivered throughout the body. However, other than the words on the box, there was nothing to signify that the cereal inside actually contained iron. I decided to do an experiment to confirm whether iron, the fourth most common element on Earth, was actually an ingredient. The following is a summary of the experiment Iron Fortified Cereal, Myth or Truth, which I conducted for the science fair. The guiding hypothesis for the experiment was that any iron bits contained in the cereal would be attracted to a magnet. A magnet is a piece of metal that creates magnetic fields, and it's this phenomenon that causes the magnet to attract metallic substances like iron. The materials used in the experiment were a bowl of Iron Crunch cereal, water, and a strong magnet. First, I mixed the cereal with water to create a thin, wet mixture, or slurry. Then I placed the magnet in the slurry. For 5 minutes, I moved the magnet in circles through the slurry. I then removed the magnet to study it. I had to precede this step with a good shake to clean the slurry from the magnet. The findings? The magnet was covered with clumps of tiny iron bits. The iron was not visible or tangible, however, until the magnet extracted the bits from the slurry. Their presence on the magnet helped to clarify rather than confuse the fact that there was, in fact, iron in the cereal. Thus, the phrase iron fortified was an accurate representation of the product. Iron had been added to the cereal to make it healthier. This is a good thing. Many people today do not get enough iron from their everyday diets, and this deficiency can cause anemia, a blood disorder. For my next science project, I intend to diversify to other foods in order to see whether advertising claims are accurate. Science seems to be the perfect domain in which to test the truth about the foods we eat. There is a lot of false advertising out there, especially about our food supply, and I want to expose it if I can.